From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to begin our Thursday letter segment with some comments on our coverage of the killing of Iraqi insurgent leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Shame on you, writes John Swanson of Hamilton, Montana. Your coverage of the killing of Zarqawi by our military forces leaves me aghast. You mimic Fox News with a nearly gleeful description of the killing of this awful character. He is dreadful, for sure. But our government seems to have caused much of his celebrity by its portrayal of him. How can you glorify the killing of yet another individual as part of this unsupportable war that the U.S. has been waging at expense which boggles the mind?
Robert Troxler of Albuquerque has a totally different opinion. Al-Zarqawi is not a holy warrior, he writes, but a thug and a vicious murderer who deserved what he got. Yet listening to your overall coverage of his death, I get the impression you expect us to feel some sympathy, compassion, and sorrow for him. This man, directly or indirectly, was responsible for the death of American soldiers and hundreds of innocent Iraqis, Jordanians, and others. Sometimes I wonder whether you clear your pieces with Al-Qaeda. Your contempt for this country is so great.
On to kudos for our reporter Snigdha Prakash and her story about Vioxx. She uncovered documents that show that a Merck safety panel allowed a trial of the painkiller to continue even though patients were having heart trouble. That was years before the drug was pulled from the market for similar concerns.
We have become accustomed to journalists putting a single expert on the air to illustrate their stories, writes Lucy Arbuthnot of Sanford, Maine. Your expert interweaving of three experts' perspectives and fact-checking about claims by Vioxx review panel members raised the journalistic bar to a higher standard.
Michelle's story on overscheduled kids and their lack of playtime had many of you parents nodding in agreement.
Thanks, writes Ian Williamson of San Diego, California. After some angst, especially when listening to his classmates' summer plans, I'm now absolutely convinced that we've made the right choices for our kindergartner's schedule this summer. Between a few summer swim lessons, he'll get lots of time to play in the backyard, read, and just laze around.
Daniel Rathfen, an elementary school principal in Danville, Pennsylvania, writes this, I couldn't agree more. I've left a board meeting at 10 o'clock at night only to see the lights on at the Little League field and kids practicing. The next morning, I greet children with dark circles under their eyes and their homework unfinished. So many supervised activities have resulted in schools having to offer classes in decision-making.
We need to make a correction to a story we ran about the rock group Sonic Youth. We said that the band had been together nearly 25 years with its original members.
That is not the case. The band changed drummers in 1986, thanks to Conway Adams in Houston for pointing that out.
Finally, your comments on the ear-catching sound clips your fellow listeners have been pointing out. Wild as that may sound, it's actually a squeaky back door recorded in Dobbs Ferry, New York, by Kevin Sullivan.
Christy Copeland of Austin, Texas writes, the sound of the door had both my cats up on their back legs, necks stretched out, and eyes darting around trying to find where the sound was coming from. Where I heard a squeaky door, they heard an injured bird and were getting ready for a snack. They were sorely disappointed. Don't worry, I gave them each a treat.
And this recording, artist Glenn Wyant playing the U.S.-Mexico border wall in Nogales, Arizona, drew a reflection from Don Merrill of Salt Lake City, Utah. He writes, when Wyant started talking about sounds and contact microphones and the barrier wall between the U.S. and Mexico, my mind went to my own prejudices, and I awaited sounds of people scaling that wall transmitted through the steel. Instead, he made music and invited cooperation.
We'd like your cooperation. Write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
And send us your sounds. For information on submissions, call 202-408-9576. Again, that's 202-408-9576.